NYSE is building an on-chain settlement platform for tokenized securities. The New York Stock Exchange is developing an on-chain settlement platform for tokenized securities, President Lynn Martin said in comments reported by Woo Blockchain on August 10, 2026. The plan would let the largest U.S. equities exchange settle tokenized assets on a blockchain, rather than pushing them through the decades-old clearing infrastructure that underpins American markets today. That is a narrow-sounding sentence with wide consequences. Settlement, the step where ownership of a security actually changes hands and cash moves to match, is the part of the trade most people never see and the part that has resisted change the longest. The plumbing, not the storefront. Most tokenization headlines over the past year have been about the front end. A tokenized stock listed on Solana, a money market fund wrapped as a token, a treasury product that trades around the clock. NYSE is signaling interest in the layer underneath. Instead of tokenizing an asset, and then still relying on a central securities depository to record who owns what, an on-chain settlement platform would make the blockchain itself the record. U.S. equity settlement already runs on a T+1 cycle, meaning trades finalize one business day after execution. The Depository Trust and Clearing Corporation sits in the middle of nearly all of it. Moving settlement on-chain is a direct challenge to that model, because a blockchain ledger can, in principle, record final ownership in seconds and stay open outside market hours. Martin's framing matters because of who is saying it. When a crypto-native startup talks about replacing clearinghouses, it reads as ambition. When the president of the NYSE says the exchange is building the infrastructure, it reads as a roadmap. Wall Street has been circling this for months. The NYSE plan lands in a year already thick with tokenization moves from established finance. S&P Global handed BlackRock's tokenized fund its top AAAM rating, a signal that ratings agencies are willing to treat tokenized products like their traditional counterparts. Wells Fargo said it would launch tokenized deposits this fall on its own blockchain. Take-Two's stock appeared as a tokenized instrument on Solana ahead of GTA 6. The gap in all of those is settlement finality. A tokenized share is only as useful as the guarantee that owning the token means owning the asset, enforceable, with cash settling on the other side. That guarantee is exactly what an exchange-operated settlement platform is meant to provide. It is also why earlier tokenization projects stayed small. As of mid-2026, tokenized funds held roughly $7 billion, yet under 1% of that value had moved into DeFi. The assets got tokenized. The settlement and utility mostly did not follow. Open questions that decide whether this is real, Martin's comments, describe intent, not a shipped product. And several details will determine how much weight to give the announcement. Which chain? A public network, a permissioned ledger, or a consortium chain each carries very different implications for access, transparency, and who controls the validators. The DTCC question. On-chain settlement either roots around the existing depository or integrates with it. Those are opposite outcomes for the incumbents. Regulatory sign-off. Settlement is among the most heavily supervised functions in finance. The SEC's clearing agency rules would sit squarely in the path of any live platform. Scope. Tokenized securities today are a fraction of NYSE's volume. Whether this stays a pilot or scales to the main book is the difference between a footnote and a market structure shift. Until those answers exist, this is a statement of direction from an institution whose statements of direction tend to move the industry. The read for crypto users. For anyone holding assets on-chain, the significance is less about NYSE itself and more about convergence. If the settlement layer of U.S. equities starts to live on a blockchain, the wall between a brokerage account and a self-custodied wallet gets thinner. Tokenized stocks that settle on-chain could eventually sit alongside stablecoins and tokens in the same wallet, spendable through the same rails that already power stablecoin payments and crypto cards. That future is not here. What is here is the operator of the world's largest stock exchange saying, on the record, that it intends to build it.